Joining me now is Percy Deal. He's a member of Dine Care. Percy, thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you.
For the people who aren't familiar with Dine Care, can you describe what the group does?
Dine Care started about 25, 30 years ago. And it started out in the southern part of the Navajo Reservation, a community called Belcon. And I guess the plan was, and I'm not too sure whose plan it was, maybe the Navajo Nation, wherein they wanted to dispose of some contaminated waste. And they were looking for a site, and they found Belcon community. And Belcon community were told that they needed, their permission was needed to dump this contaminated material. So the community got together, started talking about it, and they found out it was more than just a contamination. I believe it was like uranium. So the community started to talk about it, and they formed a little group called the Citizen Against Ruining Mother Earth or something like that. And that's how it was formed. And from there, they moved on. They didn't realize that they were getting stronger and stronger. And pretty soon, you know, they started to get foundation monies and so forth. And so here they are right now. They're basically protecting Mother Earth and protecting the water and so forth.
Hmm. Can you describe what you do, what kind of work you do with Dine Care?
Well, I joined them about a couple of years ago. I'm probably the youngest or the newest member on the board. I'm from a community known as Big Mountain on Black Mesa Community. Big Mountain is located just south of Peabody Mine. And I'm retired. I'm 67 years old. And I just basically do a lot of volunteer for the community. I do a lot of work regarding water. I do a lot of work regarding roads, grazing, livestock, trying to get the permits back to the people and so forth. So those are some of the many things that I do on a volunteer basis.
Last month, a closure of the Navajo Generating Station was announced. How will that affect the people on Black Mesa?
Actually, you know, if there is a closure, and our position is that we hope it does close in a couple of years in December 2019. And the effect will be positive, meaning that after 50 years, the water that's been dedicated to the mine and also the Navajo Generating Station would finally be coming back to the Navajo people. For 50 years now, we've not been able to use our water. It's all been dedicated toward these industry. So that's one thing that's going to be positive about this whole thing. The other thing is that within the 50-year period, there's been a lot of health effect. And those health effects are like respiratory problems and so forth. People have lung problem right now. And, you know, we're hoping that when the two industry does go away, we will be able to, a lot of our people would start to recover from those illness, from those disease that's been imposed on them by these industry. And then the other one is that, you know, the water, especially the in aquifer, we feel it went down. I don't know how much there was before Peabody was given permission to put their pump in there. But today we know that it went down. And we know that because, you know, during the summer when we need the water the most, these windmills that are out here just simply couldn't get the water out.
Hmm.
So it's going to be positive. I know that the recovery is going to be a long, long time before everybody fully recovers the water, the air, the health of the people and so forth. It may take another 20, 30 years before it's fully recovered. But if, on the other hand, if it were extended to another 25 years, we're looking at, 25 more years. That's 75 years altogether. You know, I indicated that I'm 67 years old. By the time the 25th year comes along, I'm going to be 94 years old. Out of that 94 years of my life, only 18 years of that, at the beginning of my life, I enjoyed the water. I enjoyed the clean air and, you know, healthy living. So, you know, our position is that we much rather see those two industries go away because it's going to be, you know, it's going to be healthy for us all the way around, including the water. We need the water for the future.
One of the things that Lorenzo Bates, we talked to Tribal Council Speaker Lorenzo Bates, and he was worried about the economic impacts to the Navajo Nation government. What would you say about that?
You know, this lease that we're talking about was signed 50 years ago. And at the time that each of the party, including the Navajo Nation, when they signed it, I'm thinking that they knew what they were signing. And I'm thinking that within that agreement, there's a section in there that talks about the closure, okay? It talks about the partners, how they're going to address their employees, what they're going to do for them at the time of the enclosure, what they're going to do about the actual closing of the industry, like the cleanup and bringing down the facilities, taking care of the transmission lines and everything, you know, in involving the jobs. I'm assuming that there is a section in there that talks about what they're going to do with those employees. Like in this case, there's 800 of them. I really believe it's up to Peabody, NGS, and the six or seven partners that are running these industry. It really belongs to them to take care of their employees. I mean, after all, their employees helped them for 50 years to make this industry work and gain money and all that stuff. So I truly believe it's in their hand and not necessarily in the hand of the local community. And at the same time, we're concerned about them, and we're thinking. I went to one of the local community meetings on this issue, and that was a question that was raised to them. And what they said was that, you know, it'll be really nice if we can bring in businesses, local businesses like shopping center and laundromat and garages and car repairs and, you know, those type of things that do not use that much water, that do not pollute, that do not, you know, pollute the air and contaminate water and so forth. That's what they were talking about. And not one of them said, we want the industry to be continued. Not one said that. So I think we're on the right trail, and the other thing is that that we try to tell the local leadership is that there is enough renewable energy out here on the Navajo Reservation, having to do with solar and wind. Energy can be produced from that. You know, I've read a little bit of the original agreement. In there, if I understood it right, and I'm not a lawyer, if I understood it right, there's a section in there that says at the end, when this whole thing comes to an end 50 years later, it's up to the Navajo tribe. It'll be up to the Navajo tribe. If they want to take over the transmission line, you know, they have the option to do that. So what we're saying is that Navajo Nation should take over those transmission lines and start using the renewable resources, the solar and the wind, to produce the energy.
That's Percy Deal. He's a member of Dene Care He joins us from Black Mesa area of the Navajo Nation. Thank you so much for talking with us, sir.
Thank you.